Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson. Welcome to Seller Notes. One of the things that we've been following for years has been the development of the Maryland wine industry. Al and I have been involved in judging the wines for the Governor's Cups over the years, Al more so than myself. And one of the interesting shows that has developed over the last couple of years is what they call their Winter Wine Show, which took place just recently. And this is sort of a collection of all of a lot of the award-winning wines that have been produced in Maryland in the recent history, the ones that were in the Governor's Cup competition of last summer. One of the things that I've really been enjoying is not only watching the development and the just significant growth in quality of the wines produced in the state of Maryland, but beginning to watch them sort of find their way into, I think, the grape varietals that are going to be, I think, more successful in this particular viticultural area. So I went to the show, and these just happened to be a couple of the wines that I tried that I was particularly pleased with. Starting with sparkling wines, there's a producer on the Eastern Shore called Crow Vineyard. They're in Kent County. They apparently also have a B&B, so I think I'm going to try to go down there one of these days. They had a really lovely sparkling Vidal Blanc. What I liked about this was that it had nice, good structure, some good crisp acidity, but it's clearly Vidal. It's not trying to be champagne. It's not trying to be Blanc de Blanc Chardonnay. It has its own unique character, and this one was particularly well put together. Another one which was really interesting, which I don't think is available, but you might, if you get a chance to visit the winery, you might look for it, from Old Westminster Winery, one of Al's favorite properties, something called Petion Naturel, and the grape variety is Albarino. Albarino is a Spanish grape variety, and this was sort of an unfiltered, sparkling version of the Spanish Albarino. I thought it was really interesting. Knob Hall, our friends out in Washington County, do nice things with rosé, so they created a sparkling rosé called Amour Sparkling Rosé. Sells for about $40. This was a really stunning, nicely put together sparkling wine, something you might want to look for. Now, speaking of rosés, our friends over at Crow, who I mentioned a second ago, have also put together a Barbera rosé. Note the term, the grape variety Barbera. It's an Italian variety. Warmer climate seems to do well in this particular area, and this was a lovely rosé produced from this that sells for about $18. On the whites, these really, I love these. Knob Hall has a Pinot Gris, sells for about $22 that I really liked. Black Ankle has a Grüner Veltliner. This is an Austrian varietal. And it's a lovely bottle of wine for about $30. And our friends at Big Cork Vineyards have a wonderful Viognier. So this is going to sell for about $25. And then, lo and behold, Old Westminster has a still Albarino. The point here is that we're making some really classy wines using varietals, while they are classic European vinifera varietals, are not the ones that typically are associated with French cultures. And I think these may be the wave of the future for Maryland white wines. Just a personal opinion. I know the Chardonnays are great, but this is exciting. I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.